So I do remember in great detail coming to the community kitchen that you were running at that time. So I came and I met up with you for a second. You were like, yeah, we were going to go over to the kitchen. So we went over there. And then you like, you know, were busy talking mm-hmm. to people, interacting with your staff, all that. So I sat down with a young man who we both know. I'm not going to say his name. He was not having a good day. He was having a very bad day. And he said something like, man, I'm so angry I could kill somebody. Right. And I was like, whoa, this brother is angry.
Yeah.
And so I think I ended up talking to you later on. And all you could say about him was like all these really, really glowing, warm things. And I'm like, who in the world is this woman? either she's deluded about what's going on here, or maybe she's
highly
saying
possible.
Something I'm not saying. But yeah, that was like my introduction. I was like, this is an interesting space. Mm. This is an interesting person. And then I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. So I came back.
When I think about the many years we've worked together and the various situations that we've encountered together, there's this running theme that you are articulating around the many opportunities that we've had to see people who have been treated so poorly, believe the lies they've been told about themselves. And often some of our experiences where folks project that ugliness onto us and they're really just dealing us what they've been dealt.
Yeah, yeah.
A running theme in our work together and our friendship has been discerning between the lie and the truth.
Yeah.
And speaking the truth in love
yeah.
to each other and to the people who might have never heard the truth about themselves before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did that connect to your interest in Envision Athens? And what brought you around to that point of joining the Implementation and Oversight Committee?
Yeah, so initially, it was a good idea just for me to be aware of that work as Envision Athens was coming together, as people were deliberating and talking publicly about the issues of the city, about how to allocate resources, about all of these things. I was like, well, it's really important for me to really try to do as best as I can to communicate, you know, some of those issues. When it comes down to it, the people who are at the tables to decide these things are the ones that have a say in what actually happens.
Hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm a part of the city beyond my work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to have a say at what happens with the mm-hmm. city. Like, I am invested in knowing and having my voice heard at those tables, you know, for myself, for my family, but specifically on behalf of people who are who are not so confident to be in those spaces or privileged to be in those spaces for various reasons. It's like, okay, so we have the opportunity to kind of remake things that need to be remade.
Hmm. This was a choose your own adventure. What would happen, Athens, if we all, A, stay at home for the next 10 years and watch Netflix?
Yeah.
B, spend hours and hours on Facebook complaining?
Oh.
Or C, engage? And when invited to participate, show up. Or if you can't show up, say, I can't show up. Can you come to me?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee that I, as project manager, you as a member, that... You know, collectively, we've already done that and we'll continue to, you know, the goal of Envision Athens and why I'm at the table is the vision is that this community will reach its potential in unity, equity, prosperity, and compassion. So wouldn't it be awesome if 10, 20 years from now, the argument is who gets the credit for our 90% literacy rate? Or that group.
Yeah,
like,
that would
be awesome.
You know
what? I'm fine with that argument because the bottom line is people's lives have dramatically improved if we have a 90% literacy rate.
Yeah.
Or which of the many affordable childcare options should I choose between?
Yeah, that'd be great. The literacy rate dropped like 2%. What are we going to do from that?
It
went from like 96% to like 94%.
That's it.
That's the argument I want us to be having 20 years from now in this city.